Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thomas Mortimer will be arraigned in Woburn Superior Court today for allegedly murdering his wife, mother-in-law, and young son and young daughter in their home in Winchester this week. Mortimer was arrested in Western Massachusetts yesterday. Soon afterwards, the Middlesex County District Attorney revealed new details about the murders. A word of warning, some of the details in this report by WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov are disturbing.
The week started off like any other week for a two-parent working family. Laura Stone Mortimer went to work at her job as an economist at an independent research firm, and her husband, Thomas Mortimer, went to his new job as a senior sales account executive. But at the end of the day, they had a fight on the phone, says Middlesex District Attorney Jerry Leone, and that precipitated what he called unspeakable, horrific homicides.
Thomas came home and the argument between the two continued. We have come to learn that this is just another occasion in marital discord which has occurred between the two for quite some time now.
Later Monday night, Laura's sister Deborah called to talk with her sister and mother, who lived with the family. That was the last time she spoke to her family. The next day, when she tried to reach her sister on her cell phone, Leone says Thomas Mortimer answered, which was unusual.
At that time, she had a conversation with the defendant, who said it's going to be a while before she can get back to you.
Police believe Mortimer killed his wife, Laura, his mother-in-law, Ragna Ellen Stone, his four-year-old son, Thomas, called Finn, and his two-year-old daughter, Charlotte. They say it happened sometime between Monday night and Tuesday. Leone says there's little question in his mind Mortimer killed his family because he left two identical typed letters in the kitchen and living room.
In this letter, to paraphrase some of his writings, he said, I did these horrible things. What I've done is extremely selfish and cowardly. I murdered my family.
The murders appear to have happened in the Mortimers' Winchester home. The DA would only say the family was killed by a combination of blunt trauma and wounds caused by sharp objects. Firefighters and medics were called to the home Wednesday by Deborah Stone, who was worried about her sister. Leone says medics found Laura Mortimer and Finn lying in a pool of blood in the front hallway, and Ragna Ellen Stone lying dead in the living room covered by an oriental rug.
They had blood spatter and blood drippings that went up the stairs to the second floor of the home. That blood spatter and that blood trail led them to two-year-old Charlotte's room, where she was found dead in her crib in a pool of blood.
Leone says from the letter left by Mortimer, the marital problems were caused by financial difficulties. Mortimer had been out of work for a year. Winchester police say they were never called to the home to respond to a domestic violence complaint. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov.